A new podcast. I'm your host Daniel, and I'm here with my co-host Ryland and Charlie. Ryland being a Seahawks fan, and Charlie being kind of a Bears fan, doesn't watch that much football. But we're going to be going over our divisional round game picks. So yeah, let's get started. Okay, so first game, Browns versus Chiefs. Ryland, who do you think is going to win and the biggest X factors in that game?
So, the Browns coming off a hot game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and obviously the Chiefs coming off their bye week. I say this could be a really high-scoring game. The Browns' defense just can't let Mahomes run around the pocket. They have to get to him fast. They have to blitz. They have to keep Mahomes passing, but I think they can't do that. They can't hold the Mahomes' offense, and the Chiefs will win this game 40-30.
All right, I have the Browns 31-37. The X factors being for the Browns, their secondary, because obviously to stop Mahomes, you need your secondary. Their second thing is their running backs. The Chiefs' run defense in the past 7 weeks has given up like a really big amount of yards. So they're just going to need to take advantage of that. And then the Chiefs' X factors, Tyreek Hill, if he can burn out Denzel Ward, who's their starting corner, he's going to have a good game. And the play calling and run defense. As long as Andy Reid can outcoach the Browns coach, he will probably get the win, but I have the Browns on an upset.
This will be a very close game.
Yeah. All right, so the next game, Packers versus Rams. Two hot teams right now. I have Packers 31-26 because I'm a Packers fan, so I'm going to take them. And I think the X factors is run defense to stop Cam Akers, Alan Lazard, because Devontae Adams is going to have a good game, but with Ramsey, one of the best corners, if not the best, in the league, he's going to get locked up a little bit. And their second half team. If you look at their games, they've been falling apart in the second half, especially versus the Colts. They were up 14 at half, and then they choked that. And they've been almost losing games just because of the second half. And the Rams X factors, Ramsey and Goff. Goff especially because he's been inconsistent here. Got a good offense around him. I think he should be better. But with like the Packers defense stepping up lately, he's got to pull up a good game. Ryland, who do you think?
So, obviously, Devontae Adams is being guarded by Jalen Ramsey, who has locked up mostly every receiver he has played. I think Rodgers is going to have to go with Lazard and MVS this game, but you can't really do that against the Rams rush defense and their blitz defense. So, I say the Packers offense gets nothing going. It's going to be a very low-scoring game. 20-14 Rams win.
All right, Charlie, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I also agree with both of you guys. I think the Packers are going to win, and I also agree that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's going to be 28-21.
All right. Next game, Saints versus Bucks. I mean, last time these two teams played, the Saints absolutely destroyed, but I do think it'll be closer because you have playoff Tom Brady. Other than last year, he's been really insane in the playoffs lately. I have Saints 27-26. As long as their pass rush steps up, which Brady has not done good under the pass rush, and Emmanuel Sanders, I just think he did not get any production versus the Bears. He got like a few catches, but he's got to step it up this game. Even though Michael Thomas is heating up a little bit, I still think Sanders. And then the Saints run, or the Buccaneers run defense to stop Kamara and to stop hot Michael Thomas. Ryland?
I think this will be a very, very close game. Probably the closest game this week, this divisional round. I'm actually going to take the Bucks winning 30-31. I think Tom Brady will have a great game. But as we see, Marshon Lattimore guarding Mike Evans. Mike Evans hasn't done too much. I think he needs to step up. And the Bucks secondary definitely needs to step up to win this game. But I take the Bucks.
All right. Charlie, do you have anything?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with the quarterbacks. Tampa Bay has a great quarterback. And yeah, the Saints, Drew Brees is very small, can't run that fast, so I'm also taking the Buccaneers.
All right. So Bills versus Ravens. I think it'll be closer than people think. I mean, even though the Bills did beat the Colts defense and the Ravens defense isn't as good, we don't know in the playoffs. Lamar Jackson, he's just hungry to prove everybody wrong. He can't win a playoff game. I have the Bills winning, though, in a close one. I think the Bills squeak out like a last quarter drive or something and make it 29-24. The X-Factors, Devin Singletary and Moss. In Moss, because the Ravens run defense held Derrick Henry under or like to like 40 yards or something. He just had a horrible game. So Singletary and Moss are faster running backs, just not as great as Henry. So if they can get around that run defense, they can get something going. And they need to lock up Lamar Jackson. Yeah, and then the Bills the Ravens X factors should be the secondary. Diggs doing really good, probably the second or third best receiver this year. And they need their wide receivers to show up. Hollywood Brown kind of stepping up lately, but they just need their receivers to step up, and they need their coach to outcoach McDermott. So, Rylan?
Obviously, the Bills just played the Colts. And the Colts could not handle the Bills, but they did handle their offense a little bit. And the Ravens' defense is not as good as the Colts, so I think Josh Allen will have a 4-touchdown game, leading the Bills to a 31-30 win, a very close game. Lamar Jackson will have a great game, just not enough to stop that Bills' offense.
All right, and the next thing I wanted to talk about was award picks. Who do you guys have for MVP? Because I have Rodgers. He's just having an amazing season. Ryland, how do you have?
MVP of this week, I'm going to go with Josh Allen. He has to have a big game to beat these Baltimore Ravens, so that's who my MVP is.
All right, and this week, Charlie, do you have an MVP for this week?
I couldn't agree more with Ryland. The Bills quarterback, Josh Allen, he's been doing really good this week.
All right, and for Offensive Player of the Week, I think it should go to Cam Akers. Even if they lose, Cam Akers is really good and hot right now. I think it'll either be Cam Akers or, like, maybe Tyreek Hill has a good game. But I got Cam Akers. Rylan?
Offensive Player this week, I'm going to have to go with Chris Godwin. I think he's going to have a big game against the Saints to win that game.
Yeah, I agree, Charlie. You'd think.
Yeah, I think Tyreek Hill is going to be the best offensive player. Obviously the fastest player in the league. Really good at route running.
All right. And defensive player, that's the last award I'm going to do. Defensive player. Ryland, who do you think?
So I'm going to have to say Jalen Ramsey locks up DA, maybe letting Devontae Adams get 60 yards and maybe a touchdown, but I don't think he'll let Devontae Adams do too much. That's my Defensive Player of the Week.
All right, I think Denzel Ward will win it if he locks up Tyreek Hill, but I don't. I think it goes to Jordan Poyer. I've just been thinking he just needs to have a good game. In the Bills secondary, being Ravens wide receivers haven't been too good. I expect at least an interception and a few pass breakups. So, yeah. All right, so that concludes the podcast for now. Let us know. Go to our social medias or something. Let us know what you guys think that we should talk about in our podcast and how we can make it longer and stuff. But that's it for now. All right. Yeah.